You're listening to the PGIM India Insights podcast series by PGIM India Asset Management.
There are stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and then there's an entire alternative bucket of investment tools and opportunities that is currently guiding the market and changing the investment and wealth generation landscape as we know it. And they're rightly called alternatives or alternates. And that's the topic of conversation on today's episode of PGIM India Insights, brought to you by PGIM India Asset Management. I'm Ahalya, and it's time to dive into another very interesting episode. Today, we're exploring PGIM India Asset Management's work in the area of alternates, courtesy Ankit Jain and Abhishek Tiwari. Over to you.
Thanks, Ahalya. Happy to be back for the 7th edition of PGIM India Insights. I have with me Abhishek Tiwari to share with us his thoughts on alternates as an asset class. Hi, Abhishek. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Ankit. Very excited to be on the 7th edition. I didn't realize we are already on the 7th edition. It's just a pleasure to be back.
Abhishek, before we start talking about alternates, I wanted you to give a gist on what is your overview of the firm.
Oh, yes, that's an important one, Ankit. So as we largely know, and most of our channel partners largely know, that we have been an active investment shop with a larger part of our assets in equity mutual funds. While we have been running two actively managed PMS portfolios, which are very, very sharply positioned, and also have been running a focus group of advisory mandates for foreign clients. We, at this juncture, now graduate to even a further sharply defined PMS offering plus alternates, or AIFs as they are popularly known, AIF Category 3, which in the Western world is known as Liquid Alternative Solutions. Through that, and also adding to that, tapping overseas funds interested in India allocations through various geographies. So if you were to think of it, we are extending our investment capabilities, making sure that we are servicing all aspects of clients, all nature of clients across geographies through a very, very highly active investment shop. What is also interesting is that since I just mentioned that we have right now graduated to AIF Cat 3, later on, you should expect, and we clearly are working towards making sure that we also access the private side of the alternative bucket. The confidence around this emanates from the fact that PGIM globally is one of the largest active managers. It's been a top alternative manager, with real estate being among the top three businesses across the world. So that's where we are.
Sure. So PGIM is largely an active fund house in equity, and it's sharpening its PMS and AIF offering, along with tapping overseas funds who are interested in allocating towards India. Abhishek, what are the capabilities of the firm?
Okay, so as I mentioned earlier, as of now, while we will continue to focus on the listed part of the market with solutions which are differentiated, while very, very clearly holding together and not compromising on the basic ethics of cash flows, leverages, and corporate governance, which have been, I think, the mainstay for most of our portfolios, as our clients and channel partners have been acquainted with. Mm-hmm. We have, and we will continue to focus heavily on the valuation discipline while buying into and selling out of businesses, which historically have been strong contributors to the outcomes that we have been able to present. So all in all, if you were to talk about it at a very top-down level, as of now, it is listed investment capabilities. But that doesn't stop us from obviously thinking forward and saying, once we have the right skill set and capabilities, the platform will be broad-based.
Sure. So we use cash flow, leverage, and corporate governance as a matrix to filter our stock universe. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct, Akin.
This actually brings me to my very interesting question, which is, why alternates AIF when PGIM already has mutual fund and PMS?
All right. So that's a very interesting one, because in many ways, PMS is very much a part of the alternatives solutions. But AIF does give you a mix of both. So one, AIF gives us the freedom to express our ability by constructing portfolios which are capturing medium term and multi-year growth trends while being agnostic of large benchmark owned businesses. For example, if I was to, just to delve a little deeper into it, there have been a series of structural reforms combined with a lot of policy focus on the ease of business, and that have ensured that there are strong opportunities which at that point of time may not have had enough representation in the popular benchmarks. And hence, they would not be found in the relative return strategies like a mutual fund, right?
Yeah.
So sectors such as, the PLI beneficiaries, as we know, auto and auto ANCs, real estate, which came out of the RERA reform, and also healthcare and so on and so forth are clearly examples which have been under-owned and underrepresented opportunities. And according to us, these are opportunities and segments which continues to grow extremely strongly as businesses. Having said that, just to come back on your starting point, between a PMS and AIF, the biggest difference is that PMS is extremely personal, which means that it is customized at a client level, whereas AIF may be focused on a differentiated solution, but it is structured at a pool level, very much like a mutual fund. So you get economies of scales and so on and so forth.
So as you said, an AIF theme would be to invest in ideas which can capture the major structural reforms which the economy has seen over the last, you know, many years. Is that correct understanding of mine?
It is, Ankit.
So Abhishek, what is the size and marketplace of alternates, you know, in India, if you see?
So it has grown tremendously. Just to, you know, jog the memory back a little bit, the first AIF Cat 3 fund started in 2012. That's when the first license was issued. From then till now, the entire alternate industry per se have gone to beyond 8 lakh crores plus. I mean, as while we are talking, I think it would have jogged towards 8.5 lakh already. And there is another 5 lakh crore that comes out of the PMS opportunities. Here, obviously, what I am not taking into consideration are the EPFO-based PMS mandates. So this is beyond that mandate. Now, if you put this together, while it may still look like a portion or a small portion versus the mutual fund growth, the fact is that this segment of the market has practically grown at about 30 to 35% ballpark, depending on what segment do you talk about. Whereas, let's say the mutual funds have grown at 19% CAGR. And I think, to be very honest, it is a phenomenon taking place because clearly clients across segments are getting wealthier and starting to look at solutions beyond just a relative return benchmark oriented solutions. Clearly, once you grow in terms of the wealth sizes, you would want a part of your portfolio to be focused on personalization and customization. And that's exactly what PMS and AIFs are able to address. But when you think of it further, you know, from even a channel orientation perspective, people who give out financial advice and financial solutions to their clients, clearly private banks, wealth counters, and even individual financial planners or mutual fund distributors, as we call them, have started to look at alternates clearly because of the same phenomena. I mean, clients who have grown with them for a decade today are wealthier clients, and they are looking at solutions which are more customized and more personalized. There is a large phenomena which I and you both know, which is ex-bankers starting their own firms, wealth management firms. And those are clearly driving an orientation to this product segment as well.
Okay. So clearly, alternatives as an asset class is almost 13 plus lakh crores now. And the entire distributor fraternity is now marketing. So, you know, Abhishek, if I would want to just summarize our discussion, PGIM is largely an active fund house in equity, who's, you know, sharpening its focus on, you know, PMS and AIF, along with tapping overseas investments for Indian markets. Second would be its framework is based on cash flow leverage and corporate governance. Investments in AIF would generally would want to capture themes which are based on structural reforms which the country has seen over the last many years. And alternates as an asset class is growing rapidly with Cat 3, as you mentioned, you know, which is growing at a CAGR of 35% year on year in the last few years, whereas mutual fund is growing at 19% year on year. And alternates are also being marketed by, you know, across all channel partners, be it private bankers, wealth counters, independent financial advisors. So, Abhishek, I hope I have summarized it pretty well.
Oh, yes, I would possibly just repeat one of the aspects. PGIM is clearly a largely an active fund house, and equity has sharpened focus, as you very rightly put. But what we also have an edge is the entire global ecosystem, which clearly has originated out of a multi-manager platform focusing heavily on all parts of the business. So much so that PGIM today is one of the largest alternate managers across the different asset segments. And I think that gives us a lot of heart, because that's clearly how we would like to take the India business forward.
Great. Thank you, Abhishek, for sharing your thoughts on alternates as an asset class. Thanks, everyone, for joining us on PGIM India Insights. I will catch you on the next podcast soon.
Another insightful episode in the world of investing through our series, PGIM India Insights. Thank you for tuning in, folks, and I hope you've got a look at this very useful but sometimes less understood class of investment assets. We'll catch you on the next one, but in the meantime, happy investing.
You're listening to the PGIM India Insights podcast series by PGIM India Asset Management.